I want to talk Dictionary of Sydney. Dr. Lisa Murray, very good morning to you.
Good
Welcome
morning.
Back to the show.
Thank you so much,
First time
Nick.
Of the year. Now, look, Sydney loves crime stories. We thrive on them. I think it's our own criminal history, clearly. But this is a particularly interesting one from the 1840s.
I know. Well, it's kind of a really interesting time in Sydney. We're just sort of shaking off the shackles of transportation and, you know, there was sort of trying to get a bit of a genteel facade onto this Georgian town of Sydney, but there were still quite a few crims running around. And there's this really interesting dossier that was kept by the superintendent of police, William Miles. And it was called the Registry of Flash Men.
Flash Men.
Yeah. So if you're a flash man, you were probably dealing with a bit of the dodgier side, and you were also talking a flash language. So you were talking, you were using a slang words to be able to communicate with other people about what your dodgy deals were and what you were doing.
It was a really involved and evolved cant, wasn't it?
It was. So it came from, I guess, England in the 18th century and came over here to Sydney. And there were all sorts of words. I guess it's kind of a little bit like people probably have heard of, you know, sort of Cockney slang and those sorts of things. Well, it was kind of like that, but it was if you could speak this language and you sort of led this sort of life, you were definitely under the eye of surveillance of the police. So because Miles just said, I've got to understand these people. I've got to know who they are. I've got to know who their associates are. I've got to start to learn the language and kind of keep tabs on them all. And so he kept this sort of diary wasn't day by day, but he would sort of kind of get bits of intelligence and put them all together and describe people. And, you know, he talked about, you know, he always got the aliases. So this guy called Hyams was known as, his alias was Hoppy My Heart. So
Hoppy My Heart.
So people could be talking about and blah, 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 and Hoppy My Heart, da, da, da. So, and there was all these other words. So a hocus pocus man, as a trickster or a swindler.
Oh, yeah.
One we might be a bit more familiar with, pigs.
Yes, even back then.
Even back then, but they also called the police grunters as well. I quite like that. And then, of course, you could be a flash cove, which was a thief or a fence. So, you know, there were all these different words. And there was, of course, as well, there was actually, I don't know a lot about it, but there was actually, you could be arrested and charged for being a rascal or a rogue.
A rascal or a rogue?
Yeah. So there was this whole, and also a vagrant. So it was all to do with if you were sort of like, sort of hanging around, not doing much, and just trying to sort of be a bit of a pain in the ass, so to speak, you could be arrested for being a rascal or a rogue. And so there's this whole language develops up, and, you know, he talks about deep rogues, and he writes about strumpets, who were, of course, prostitutes.
Yeah.
And there's this whole sort of language, and it gives a totally different side to Sydney to be able to read about these characters. Where were they? Well, they're all down around the Rocks area in Sydney.
Of course they were.
And they form themselves into pushers and gangs and just cause themselves trouble. So it's really interesting. This document, the Registry of Flashmen, is held in the State Archives, also known as State Records, New South Wales, and they've digitized it, so you can sort of start to have a look at it and get a bit more of a sense of it.
It's so much more detailed than we think of policing at that time. You know, you think of it as more of knocking heads and just going to trouble that's brewing or, you know, actually active, but this is really detailed investigative police work.
It is. And I think it's probably maybe 100 years ahead of what people would be expecting.
Yeah.
1930s, yes, we understand sort of undercover cops. But the 1830s and 40s, well, yeah, it's a different story. So it's really interesting. And there's, it's connects with another really interesting book that was written at the time by a convict, and it was actually a dictionary of flash language.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. And it was published in 1812, and it's believed to be the first dictionary kind of compiled in Australia.
So first ever dictionary was thieves' language.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So you can also, that's also been digitized, like so literally transcribed as part of the sort of Project Gutenberg, which is sort of making all of these sort of historic texts available online. So you can look that up as well. I'll put some links up in our blog.
And we'll put some up on 2SER.com. And of course, there's plenty of other great stories about Sydney's criminal background on Dictionary of Sydney, isn't it?
That's right. You know, everything from Law and Order through to, you know, Tilly Devine, it's all up there on the Dictionary of
Amazing.
Sydney.
Amazing. Dr. Lisa Murray, thank you for coming back for 2018. Very exciting to talk to you. And we will do this again this time in a fortnight with you.
Thanks, Nick.